Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this episode of Singing and Other Sins on HPR2, your home for classical music, I'm offering Ave Maria in both art song, that is for voice and piano, as well as in choral settings. For the non-Catholics, here's a translation of the Latin for the standard Ave Maria, which begins Hail Mary, or rejoice or be glad. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We'll open with the best-known version by Schubert. Though we often hear it sung in Latin, the original words are a German translation of Sir Walter Scott's poem from his Lady of the Lake, and it is that which opens with the words Ave Maria. After that, the German translation has Ellen, who is speaking the heartfelt words, ask for protection because she's sleeping in the open on a rock and recognizes that she may obtain holy comfort from Mary.
Oh,
For some reason, this gets played at Christmas, but neither the original Latin nor the German that Schubert set has any mention of that or any other religious holiday. You heard the original Schubert version of Ave Maria, the subject of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. The soprano Barbara Bonney was accompanied by Jeffrey Parsons. I mentioned that these German words are a translation of a poem by Sir Walter Scott. It's not easy to find those original words with Schubert's music, but here's a 1928 recording of John McCormick singing the first verse. That was a 1928 recording of John McCormick performing the first verse of Schubert's Ave Maria using the original English poem of Sir Walter Scott. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, and I'm exploring the many realizations of Ave Maria. The other well-known Ave Maria is by Charles Gounod. One day, Gounod was improvising a melody above Bach's well-tempered clavier. His future father-in-law liked the tune and wrote it down. It was then planned for violin and piano, but words were later set to the melody, and 6 years later, the Latin Ave Maria was published. Here's a bit of the original Bach. Svyatoslav Richter was playing that portion of Bach's well-tempered clavier on the piano, but that hadn't been invented yet, so Bach expected that it should be played on the organ or harpsichord. Thank you. Robert Hill played that portion of the Bach, and here's Gounod's improvisation of Ave Maria above Bach's well-tempered clavier with harp instead of either piano or harpsichord. That was Jesse Norman performing the Bach-Gounod realization of Ave Maria with Pierre Fabrice on the harp. You're listening to HPR2, your home for classical music. This week's Singing and Other Sins features many settings of Ave Maria. Though we usually focus on art song, that combination of a poem set by a classical composer for voice and piano, the world of Ave Maria offers many amazing arrangements for chorus. Let's go back in history to hear the plain chant or Gregorian chant. In the following arrangement, a Renaissance realization follows the chant.
Benedictus fructus ventris.
That was an uncredited group performing the Ave Maria first as a Gregorian chant, then, in the second part, an arrangement by Tomás Luis de Victoria. Let's move on historically to the Renaissance to hear how Josquin des Prez set his deeply felt Ave Maria.
Thank you.
this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, you're hearing my sampling of music based on Ave Maria. We just enjoyed the Westminster Choir, conducted by Joe Miller, in Ave Maria by Josquin des Prez, whose years were from 1455 to 1521. About that same time, Francisco Guerrero, a Spanish priest, set Ave Maria. Francisco Guerrero, a Renaissance priest and composer, wrote that fervent realization of Ave Maria. We'll make a huge chronological leap to Felix Mendelssohn's version.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins on HPR 2. The beautiful choral music we heard was Mendelssohn's devout Ave Maria, performed by the Croydon Singers and the English Chamber Orchestra, with Matthew Best conducting. The featured tenor was Roger's Covey Crump. Remaining in the Romantic, we'll hear Anton Bruckner's profound Ave Maria. La Chapelle Royale, Collegium Vocale, and the Ensemble Musique Oblique were directed by Philip Herwege in Bruckner's setting of Ave Maria. It's fascinating to hear the distinct differences in the way various composers conceive of the Ave Maria. From his Vespers for Unaccompanied Chorus, we'll hear now Sergei Rachmaninoff's approach. This is the Ave Maria episode of Singing and Other Sins with your host, Gary Hickling. We heard the Robert Shaw Festival Singers with Shaw conducting the Ave Maria portion of Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Singing and Other Sins usually presents art song, and we do have Ave Maria by composers other than Schubert and Gounod who opened the program. Let's enjoy Antonin Dvorak's sincere version. Magdalena Koschena sang Dvorak's profound Ave Maria with Christian Schmidt, organist. And let's not forget the beautiful, heartfelt Ave Maria of Peter Cornelius, who lived from 1824 to 1874.
Talk.
Marcus Schaefer was the tenor and Matthias Veit played piano in Ave Maria by Cornelius. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've heard art songs and choral versions of Ave Maria, but there's an amazing appearance of it in the last act of Verdi's Otello. Desdemona has a premonition that she may be murdered by Otello and prays to the Virgin. Victoria de los Angeles sings an ardent pleading at her hour of death. At the end, Verdi writes a slow arpeggio ending on a high, very soft A-flat. Madame de los Angeles shows us both her sincerity and her vocal prowess in accomplishing this feat with seeming ease.
Thank you.
Victoria de Los Angeles in the last act of Verdi's Otello as Desdemona pleads for the Virgin's help in Ave Maria, the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. We'll close with the classic Schubert Ave Maria that Marian Anderson sang with Kosti Vahanen in 1936. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.